From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order that would end the policy of separating migrant children from their parents as they illegally cross the southern border with Mexico into the U.S. And perhaps the biggest policy reversal of his 17-month presidency, Mr. Trump said, do we want to keep families together? It's very important. I'll be signing something in a little while that's going to do that. But he also said he's going to make Mexico do its part to stop migrants from passing through the United States.
They may have a 2,000-mile journey up Mexico. Mexico doesn't stop the people. Well, we're not going to put up with it, and I'm going to make it a part of NAFTA that they have to. In the meantime, we're working on laws on making them very strong, but we have to make them compassionate.
U.S. Senator Susan Collins said Mr. Trump made the right move by deciding to reverse his administration's policy of separating migrant children from their parents.
Well, I'm pleased that the president has acted because that is the quickest way to put an end to an inhumane policy that was traumatizing children and punishing them for the potential wrongdoing of their parents.
Trump told a group of lawmakers at the White House that the images of young children sobbing and looking scared as authorities took them from the parents affect everybody. In response to newly imposed tariffs by the U.S., the European Union will impose tariffs on the U.S. beginning Friday. President Trump added the 25% steel tariffs and 10% aluminum tariffs. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross.
Idled steel and aluminum capacity is being restarted as we sit here in Illinois, Ohio, South Carolina, Missouri, and Kentucky.
Canada said it will impose retaliatory tariffs on $12.5 billion worth of U.S. products on July 1st. This is VOA News. An early morning Taliban attack in western Afghanistan Wednesday resulted in the deaths of 30 members of government forces. It is said to be the deadliest insurgent raid since a nationwide temporary ceasefire during the Muslim festival of Eid al-Fitr. The Taliban ended its three-day ceasefire Sunday while the government extended a unilateral week-long ceasefire, initially due to end on Wednesday by 10 days. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani hoped his initiative to suspend anti-Taliban security operations would encourage the insurgents to extend their ceasefire to pave the way for direct peace talks. The United States had also paused its operations against the Taliban to honor Ghani's ceasefire, but the Taliban refused to extend its ceasefire truce and has resumed battlefield attacks since Monday morning. North Korea's Kim Jong-un and Chinese President Xi Jinping came to an understanding on the results of the summit between Kim and U.S. President Donald Trump in Singapore, including the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. That's according to the North State media. Reuters at Giles has Seoul's reaction.
South Korea said there'd be no relief on sanctions for Pyongyang until they're happy the North has completed denuclearization. The country's foreign minister also said that the cancellation of joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises could be reversed if the North stopped playing ball.
They could quickly come back should we see the dialogue momentum losing speed or North Korea not living up to its denuclearization commitment.
There's been another flare-up on the tense border between Israel and the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip. Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Palestinian militants fired 45 rockets and mortars Wednesday at southern Israel, rattling farming communities on the Gaza border. The Israeli military said it responded with airstrikes on 25 facilities belonging to Hamas, the Islamic militant group that rules Gaza. Violence has flared on the Gaza frontier for nearly 3 months, and it could escalate further. Palestinians have been flying burning kites across the border, causing massive damage to Israeli crops and nature reserves, and there is growing pressure in Israel for harsher retaliation.
Robert Berger reporting for VOA. Arab coalition forces have seized Yemen's Hodeida airport from Iran-aligned Houthis, which is a big step toward recapturing the port city following a week of fighting that spilled into residential neighborhoods. The airport seizure Wednesday was announced by a coalition commander. The effort by the Arab Alliance to take the city has fueled fears of a humanitarian crisis, as it is the Houthis' primary entry point for imports and the lifeline for millions of Yemeni citizens. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.